The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself, a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. What is happening here? On the one hand, we see Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus to the temple. We see Simeon waiting in the temple for the promised Messiah. And we see Anna coming forward at that very time. Yet on the other hand, we see something different. On the Feast of the Presentation next month, we'll hear, "Outwardly he was fulfilling the law, but in reality, he was coming to meet his believing people." More deeply than Mary, Joseph, Simeon, and Anna coming is the reality that God has drawn them there. Through Mary and Joseph's fidelity to the law, through Simeon being drawn by the Holy Spirit, and through Anna being impelled by providence, God is the one moving them. He is drawing his people to himself. Here, Jesus does not actually need to fulfill the prescript of the law. After all, he is sinless, and he is the author and Lord of the law itself. And yet, in his humility, he allows himself to be brought forward in accord with the law, so that the law itself can be fulfilled. In the movements of his sacred heart, he desires to fulfill the law. He desires to bring it to completion, not so much simply that it just may go away, but rather so that we will all be one step closer to the completion of his mission and to all things being fulfilled. His little heart beats with love for the completion of God's plan as he draws all things to himself. And it's the graces flowing from his sacred heart that impel Mary and Joseph to live in fidelity. It's his graces that lead them to bring him to the temple and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. In his love for them, He leads them to love him, and they respond with fidelity and with freedom. In the same way, the graces flowing from his Sacred Heart guide Simeon. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Simeon waits and waits and waits, longing for the consolation of Israel and the coming of the Messiah of the Lord. And on the day when the Messiah enters the temple, Simeon encounters peace himself and cries out, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." In other words, the Lord called to Simeon, and now Simeon has come and called and responded by teaching us how to call out to the Lord and entrusting ourselves into God's loving embrace. In the same way, the graces flowing from the Sacred Heart lead Anna. They lead her to come forward and give thanks to God for the long-awaited redemption of Jerusalem. In calling her to his side, the Lord Jesus has invited her to lead us to see the goodness of God, and that our redemption comes through his hands. As little as they are on that day, as bloody as they will be on Calvary, and as glorified as they will be after his resurrection. Lord Jesus, fulfiller of the law, the consolation of Israel, the Messiah of the Lord, the light for revelation to the Gentiles and the redemption of Israel. We come to adore you, Jesus, because you have drawn us to yourself. Just as you impelled Mary and Joseph forward, guided Simeon, and led Anna, you have drawn us here this day. Please pour out your blessings upon us, not only that we may be drawn to you in this life, but also that we may be drawn to you for all eternity, coming into the true temple in heaven and perfectly resting in your consolation and your peace.